As hearing officer, the hearing will please come to order. I am Robert J. Torres, Chairman of the State Commission of Public Records. I will be acting as a hearing officer for this rural hearing. For the record, this hearing is being held on May the 22nd in Santa Fe, New Mexico, at the State Record Center and Archives located at 1209 Camino Carlos Rey, and the time is approximately 10:10 a.m. The purpose of this hearing is for the Commission of Public Records and the State Records Administrator to receive public comment on the following rulemaking. And I do emphasize public comment. This is not a time for questions to the commissioners or questions by the commissioners. They will have the opportunity later on after the rule hearing is adjourned. But this is for public comment. We will hear public comment on the following rulemaking. One, an amendment to 1.21.2 NMAC retention and disposition of public records, which is a Commission of Public Records rule. Two, an amendment to 1.1312 NMAC designation of records management personnel, which is a Commission of Public Records rule. Number three, an amendment to 1.1330 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records, which is a joint rule between the Commission and the State Records Administrator. And four, an amendment to 1.1310 NMAC record storage and access, which is the State Records Administrator rule only. This hearing is being conducted pursuant to and in accordance with the provisions of the Public Records Act, Article 3, Section 1431 through 14324 NMSA 1978. The New Mexico Lobbyist Regulation Act regulates activities before state officials in rulemaking proceedings. The Secretary of State's office can be contacted for further information and registration. Public notice of this hearing was advertised in the New Mexico Register, on the agency website, on the Sunshine Portal, posted on the public entrances of the Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and was sent to the Legislative Council Service for distribution. Copies of the proposed rules were available from the State Records Administrator's office, were posted to the agency's website, sent to the Legislative Council Service for distribution, and the Sunshine Portal. Copies of the proposed rulemaking are also available on the table located near the door. May I remind everyone to sign the attendance sheet, which will be later entered as an exhibit into the record of this hearing. Leo, would you see that, I'll put you in charge of the attendance sheet that's outside, if you don't mind. See that everyone has signed. Do we have anyone that is present?
I think these are the commissioners. Which commissioners are present?
Let the record show that Robert J. Torres, historian and chair of the commission, are present. The designee for the state auditor, the attorney general, general services department secretary, and the interim state law librarian, Stephanie Ellison, and attorney general counsel, Dylan Lack. This is a formal proceeding that will be recorded. Anyone interested in a copy must make his or her own arrangements to purchase a copy from the State Records Administrator's office. In order to ensure that the proceedings are accurately recorded, only one person at a time will be allowed to speak. Any person recognized to speak regarding the proposed rulemaking is asked to first identify yourself for the record each time you address the hearing officer, and speak loudly and clearly so that the recorder can pick up your comments. In that sense, we would ask the individual in comments to at least stand up so that the recordings might pick up their comments clearly. Procedure. The hearing we conducted in the following manner. Ms. Salazar will present exhibits. I, as hearing officer, will rule on the admissibility of the exhibits offered for admission. Exhibits admitted to evidence are available for review by members of the public. However, exhibits may not be removed from the room. After Ms. Salazar offers exhibits and their admission is ruled upon, I will open the hearing for comments from the audience. The Commission and State Records Administrator do not follow rules of evidence, but shall, in the interest of efficiency, reserve the right to limit all testimony deemed irrelevant, redundant, or duly repetitious. This decision will be made by me as hearing officer. May I show have a show of hands on the number of people who intend to testify or comment on the proposed rules. Could you identify yourself, please?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. My name is Joey Moya. I'm here on behalf of the New Mexico Supreme Court and the New Mexico Judiciary.
Okay, thank you. Are there anyone else that intends to testify or comment on the proposed rules? Okay. After a person has testified or offered comment, I will permit members of the audience to question that person. Any member of the audience wishing to question that person may do so after being recognized. Each person recognized to speak shall identify him or herself for the record. Comments offered will be considered in preparation in preparing the final amendment. They may or may not be incorporated in the final version, but they will be carefully considered. The volume of comments and the effects on the revisions will dictate the effective date of the amendment. Ms. Salazar, at this time, do you have any exhibits to introduce into evidence?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I have the following exhibits to enter into evidence. The notice of hearing published on April 10th, 2018 in volume, 29, issue 7 of the New Mexico Register. Notice of rule hearing is posted on our website. The agenda is posted on our website and is posted outside the rule hearing room. The email to Legislative Council Service with notice of regular meeting and rulemaking. Posting to Sunshine Portal and notice of regular meeting and rulemaking. Email to agency heads, CROs, RLOs with notice of regular meeting and rulemaking. Proposed amendment to 121.2 NMAC, retention and disposition of public records. H is comment of James Noel via Camille Sapiens regarding 121.2 NMAC, retention and disposition of public records. I is comment from James Noel via Kevin Yabara regarding 121.2 NMAC, retention and disposition schedule, disposition of public records. And these are, it's the same comment and it came via two different people, so we've included both of those. Proposed amendments to 113.12 NMAC, designation of records management personnel. Proposed amendments to 113.30 NMAC, disposition of public records and non-records. Proposed amendment to 113.10 NMAC, records storage and access.
Are there any other exhibits to enter into the record?
There are none.
Exhibits A through L are hereby admitted into the record. At this time, proposed rulemaking will be introduced into the record and the floor will be open for testimony and comment from the audience. Members of the audience may question each witness upon being recognized to speak. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendment to 1.212 NMAC, retention of dispositions of public records? Please identify yourself again for the record.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the commission. Again, my name is Joey Moya. I'm here on behalf of the Supreme Court of New Mexico and the New Mexico Judiciary. The Chief Justice has asked me to appear today before you with regard to the amendments, specifically to 1.21.2. That's the only one that we really have a specific, I wouldn't even call it a specific comment, but that we want to comment on specifically. Although, I suppose what I'm about to say would apply to all of them. I understand you're going one at a time. The reason I'm here today is that the various courts that make up the New Mexico Judiciary were not aware of the proposed amendments. I think through a lot of confusion and fault on our own part, we were not aware of the comment that was submitted by the Second Judicial District Court with regard to this rule. The New Mexico Judiciary and the individual courts within the judiciary are not necessarily opposed to the comments or to the proposed amendment, but we would ask for additional time to review them and to comment at a later date, so that we are essentially asking that you defer action on this particular proposed amendment. We are currently working with State Records Center staff on a variety of matters to try to bring the judiciary into compliance and to revise all of our record retention procedures, which would extend beyond this particular amendment that you're reviewing right now. We would like to have an opportunity for all of the district courts to review the proposed amendment and the comment that was set in. We are going to try in the future to coordinate the comments from the judiciary and provide one point of contact who will communicate on behalf of the entire judiciary for any amendments that the commission or the administrator are proposing to your rules. the proposal that's up for consideration and that the second district commented on could very well be very sensible, but sometimes it may apply differently and have a different effect on one court versus another. And of course, you're adopting regulations that apply across the entire judiciary. So we want to better organize ourselves and provide a comprehensive input and comments to you all for any regulations that you propose to amend or adopt in the future that would affect the records retention practices of the judiciary. So for that reason, we are asking that you defer action on the amendments to this particular amendment and allow us additional time to comment as the judiciary as a whole and with a unified voice. And with that, I'll stand for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. If there are no more questions or comments, then we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the Amendment 1.1312 NMAC designation of records management personnel? There be, no, I guess I can't ask you to identify yourself. So if there are no questions or comments, we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendment to 1.1310 NMAC record storage and access? There being no one, we move on to the next item. Would anyone wish to comment on the amendment to 1.1330 NMAC disposition of public records and non-records? There being none, we will move on to the next item. And if there are no more questions or comments, we will move to close the hearing. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, we still need to admit the attendance sheet into the record.
At the closing, okay. Every one person at a time signed the attendance sheet. Could you get that, Leo?
Pete.
Oh, Pete, I'm sorry. Well, I did say Leo, so Leo got it.
The admittance of the attendance sheet is Exhibit M into the record.
Exhibit M is hereby admitted into the record. Oh, we don't have a little sticker? Okay.
It's more permanent this way.
Do you have to add them, staple them together, or how does that work with two?
We'll put this into the final version that goes into the, okay, the bound volume.
Any rules adopted by the Commission of Public Records or the State Records Administrative will be filed in accordance with the State Rules Act and the New Mexico Register publication deadlines. Any rules not adopted may be postponed for future discussion at a definitive time in the future or may be postponed indefinitely. I thank everyone present for their participation and attendance today, and let the record show that this hearing was adjourned at 10:24 a.m.